Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. I am Jen Bunk. I am CEO of the PeopleStack, and we help tech managers build their dream careers. How do we do that? Well, that's what I talk about in all of these episodes. If you've been listening for a while, I give you a peek behind the curtain at the how. What are the shifts? What are the mindset shifts? What are the strategic shifts, tactical shifts, the spiritual shifts, the shifts in your body, in your mind, in your spirit that you're going to need to make if you want to live your dream? Because I know that a lot of people say, oh, live your dream. Okay, right. That's for other people. Or I don't know if I actually believe that, or whatever your reaction might be to it. And to that, I would say, I hear you. And we're talking about living your dream here. Of course, it's going to take some work and it's going to take some hard work, but it doesn't always have to feel hard. And so that's why this week I'm talking about, more broadly, recovery, relaxation, restoration, whatever you want to call it. And this was prompted by a client of ours talking about low quality weekends. And I talked about that in the last podcast, where it was low quality weekend after low quality weekend that was weighing him down so much that he didn't have the mental energy, the physical energy, the decision-making power, the presence, the focus to be able to focus on anything else except what was right in front of him. And that's just a tragedy, because when all you have the energy for is what's right in front of you, you can't plan for your future. You can't create that future. And one of the shifts that I've made so that I've been able to commit to building $1 million, $5 million business and absolutely be on the path there, our business has increased, you know, since we started it 5-6 years ago. You know, we've gone from zero to well into the six figures per year in revenue, when most business owners would have quit by then, right? And it's unheard of, really, you know, to put it in context in terms of what we're doing, in terms of our revenue. We've already surpassed 300K a year in revenue just this year in 2020. And for those of you who are familiar with the coaching space, most coaches are happy to do 75, 80K a year in revenue, if that. Maybe 10 grand a month, if that. And now look, it's not about the money. I don't want to make it about the money per se, but that's a way that we keep score. It's a way that we say we're serving, we're doing this well. And we're doing it fun. I'm having fun along the way. And one of the reasons why I've been able to sustain this, that Rob and I have been able to sustain this, excuse me, for so many years, is because we've been able to relax and restore, and that it's not all just nose to the grindstone all the time. We take that moment to take a sip of our lemon water. We take that moment from time to time, and we have many moments where we relax, we reflect, we restore. And so another shift that I've made that I've helped my clients to make is to be more defined by a vision of the future than you are by what you're doing right now. So many people are just stuck in the present moment because you don't have the energy to do anything else. Plan for the future, and you just let the future and your career, you let your future career happen to you. And I don't want that for any of you. And I know that's not what you want for yourself. And one of the keys to doing this, to being defined by a vision of the future, is making sure that you have enough energy, body, mind, and spirit, in order to do that. That's the travesty of so many low quality weekends, is that you cannot, it's impossible to live your dream, because you can't define what that dream is in the first place, let alone create that dream and do the hard work, the inspired work, the intelligent work to create that dream. Forget it. So you just get stuck in this spiral of day in, day out. It's the same. It's Groundhog Day over and over and over and over and over again. So that's why relaxing, recovering, restoring is so important. That's why I want you to have high quality weekends, high quality every day that ends in Y. Includes the inspired action, the intelligent action that's going to help you build your dream, but also it includes time to step away, to take a breath, to have the space, to have that room to groove, to add more of the lightness of life instead of the heaviness of work, work, work all the time. Because what happens when you continually don't do this, when you continually don't feed, give your mind, body, and soul those that time off? Well, let's talk about what happens to your body. And some of you have already experienced this, and some of you have way more expertise than I do, right? I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a health coach. I'm not an MD, right? Not that kind of doctor, right? My PhD is in organizational psychology. But look, I've experienced enough of it myself, and I've heard enough of it from other people, and I've worked with experts, and I interview experts, and I hire experts so that I can know enough about it so that it doesn't happen to me, and I leave the expertise to the experts. And I'm here as someone who is going to communicate what I've heard. And so, look, what happens to your body when you don't get enough sleep? When you don't eat well, when you don't eat enough, when you eat too much, when you don't get enough protein, when you get too much fat, when you eat the things that make you feel like crap, when you don't drink enough water, when you don't get enough nutrients, macronutrients and micronutrients, what happens to your body when you don't exercise, when you're just laying around all day? What happens to your body? It deteriorates. Slowly but surely, but it happens. Your muscles get tight, and you're in pain, and you don't know why. You don't have enough energy. You feel like you're just kind of slogging through the day, and I really wish I could take a nap, but I gotta answer these emails and Slack messages. Okay, guess how well you're gonna respond to those emails and Slack messages when you approach it that way. Not very well, just perfunctory, just in a mediocre way, not in the, I am a leader, hear me roar, bring it on kind of way, because you don't have the energy for that. Your body slowly deteriorates. You gain weight. You might lose weight, lose too much weight. For some of you, that's the problem. You eat the things that are easy to eat instead of the things that you know that are good for you. And that makes you feel like crap because you're bloated, you're irritable. And that just has a very negative effect on your mood. So that's what happens when you don't take care of your body and you don't give your body some of the things. And I know that some of you also are thinking of the other things that have happened to your body when you don't take care of it. It deteriorates. It moves away from that badass body that we're all capable of building. to that acceptable, mediocre body? And what happens to your mind when you don't give it that time off? When you don't give it that space to really just reflect? What happens to your mind? It's just a jumble for me. Like it's a jumble of thoughts that just never end. And I can't turn them off. I can't turn them off. It's just this endless static. And our clients have talked about this too. And I'm sure that you've experienced it too. When you don't have those moments to breathe and give your brain and your mind a break, it doesn't turn off. And in some ways, you get addicted to that. You get addicted to the chaos. You get addicted to the static, and that becomes the new normal. And constantly having to be stimulated by stuff and things and actions and, you know, reacting to your environment instead of proactively planning what your mission is, reacting to your environment becomes the norm, and you get addicted to that. What fire can I put out? What's another fire that I can put out? Let's go. I'm the firefighter. And while it's okay, and it could be good, it could be nourishing to step into that from time to time. If you're constantly there, your brain is on overload. Your brain is on overload, and that's what causes stress. That's what causes burnout and all of the negative effects on burnout, which, by the way, have negative effects on your body as well. So that's what happens when you don't give your mind that breath, that space. The same thing with your body too, right? I talked about if you're not treating your body well and you're not nourishing it, but your body needs a break too. Your body, for example, needs that sleep. It needs that time to relax. It's about that balance between the hard work and the energy and building that energy and doing the stuff that's the hard work and relaxing. If it's just go, go, go all the time, your body doesn't have time, neither does your mind, to catch up, to refuel, to refill your cup for the day. And you're just over flooded with negative emotions and negative chemicals, biochemicals, negative hormones, negative stress hormones that are just filling your body, and it's too much. It's too much to deal with. And so what your normal state becomes is stress, is burnout. And it becomes harder and harder and harder to come down from that. That's what happens to your mind. That's what happens to your body. Now, what about your spirit? What about your soul? I think we don't talk about that enough. We talk about the body-mind connection, the mind-body connection, and there absolutely is one, without a shadow of a doubt. And really, at the core of this, at the soul of the mind-body connection is the soul. A lot of our clients talk about having a broken spirit, that their soul feels heavy from all of this stress, all of this overwork, all of this lack of recognition, all of this being the one who does the hard work, but the one who never wins the awards, gets the raises, gets the promotions, land those hell yes jobs, and watching everyone else around them do it. Your soul, your spirit feels heavy and maybe even broken. It's already that way because you're not living the ideal career. You're not living the ideal life, and you're going day after day like this. And if you're going day after day like this and you're not giving your soul, your spirit, the space to unwind, to just sort of be in the moment, then you're taking power away from your soul to guide you. You're taking away your intuitive power, that intuitive power that is there for all of us, and I know you've all felt it. It's that inner spider sense. It's that inner I just know this feels right. And sometimes it's such a faint whisper. This is what you do. This is what you're meant for. You're meant for greatness. It whispers. But if you are surrounded by all the chaos of the rest of your life and you don't take a moment to try to listen to those whispers of your soul, you're not going to hear them and you're going to miss them. You're going to miss that and you're going to miss those magical synchronicities in life. You know, one of my friends just shared on Facebook. I do still go on Facebook. I'm very, very, I should say, regimented is the word. I only follow certain people. I only go on at certain times because I'm very, very lovingly strict with myself about what I expose myself to. One of my friends shared something really funny and really poignant on Facebook recently that was an artist was reading negative reviews of a lot of the national parks. And so she would go on Yelp and she would read through these really funny reviews of the national parks. And so, like, for example, I think they're funny. They're tragic in a way, but they're funny. One of them, for example, the Grand Canyon, just a big hole. Or, for example, I can't remember which one it was. It might have been somewhere in the Everglades. Too many trees block the view. And what this artist did was she created these really awesome paintings that became almost testimonials for, like, say, the Grand Canyon. So she created this awesome, you know, piece of art that had, you know, it was kind of done in a somewhat in a comical way, right? But she painted, you know, for example, the Grand Canyon. And then she put the negative review in letters over this, just a big hole. Then you see the beauty of the Grand Canyon behind that. And it just goes to show you that if you're so surrounded by chaos, if you're living in fear, in doubt, in anxiety, in worry, in complaining, in judgments, even the most beautiful places on earth, you won't see the beauty. You won't see the beauty in them. But for someone like this artist, who I can tell lives in gratitude, in love, in joy, and connection, she can turn negative reviews into testimonials, right? So what this shows is that where you're focusing, focus goes where energy flows. Look, you can be walking around the Grand Canyon, one of the most beautiful places on this earth, but if you're surrounded by chaos, if your soul is heavy, if you have not given your mind, your body, your spirit that time to relax and reflect and renew, you're going to walk by the Grand Canyon and be like, it's just a big hole. You're going to miss out on life synchronicities. You're going to miss out on the beauty of life and the beauty of building an amazing career. Our clients experience it all the time. Folks, for example, who are on the job market, start working with us, they lack clarity, there's a bunch of worry, there's a bunch of anxiety about going onto the job market, but they do it and they decide to do it because they're committed to it. In the beginning, it's kind of like, okay, I'm doing the work, this is good. And then out of nowhere, because they are now living from a place of, I get this, I got this, bring it on, I am confident, connections that they didn't even realize they had before start popping up. Recruiters who were contacting them before and they were ignoring, they're now paying attention to because maybe I want to play with that person, right? Maybe I want to explore this. Oh yeah, right. I have this connection who's connected to so-and-so who works for so-and-so company. And I'm going to give them a call because maybe they could help me find the job. And it just starts happening. The synchronicities start happening. And it's not by accident. It's because you've given yourself the time to not only focus on the work, but also to focus on the play and to focus on the restoration as well. So if you're constantly in chaos, mind, body, and spirit, and feeling heavy, you're going to miss out on those synchronicity. You're going to miss out on so many opportunities, including the opportunities to see the beauty in life. And that's not what I want for you. You know, that's not what I want for you, but it's important to see what's at stake here because so many people minimize it. So many people try and buffer it and make it seem like it's not that bad. Oh, it's okay, Jen. I'm all great. I'm all right. I'm just going to stay on the struggle bus for a little bit longer. You don't have to be on the struggle bus at all. Let's soar, my friends. And the key to doing that, part of the key to doing that is making sure that you give yourself enough time. Give yourself enough space. Give yourself that wiggle room, that room to groove so that your mind and your body and your soul can expand and be the magical, powerful resources that you have available to you. Otherwise, you're missing out. You're missing out on opportunities to make more of an impact. You're missing out on hundreds of opportunities to connect with people and to build even better relationships and even more meaningful relationships. You're missing out on money. You're leaving tens, hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table because your mind and your body and your spirit are not dialed in the way that they could be. So take a look at what you're doing right now and take a look at the chaos that you're living in right now and how can you add a bit more serenity, a bit more peace, a bit more restoration, a bit more recovery to your mind, to your body, and to your spirit. And look, I know that you know this is only the one of the shifts that's necessary. And if you've been listening to me throughout this episode, then it's probably one of the shifts that you need to make. And there's probably other shifts too. So if you're committed to building your dream career, making that a reality, and basically giving a giant middle finger to all of the people who said you couldn't. You don't do it for that reason, but that gives your ego that little bit of a bump, and that's okay. We got to feed our ego from time to time. But also, you're committed to it because you want to make more of an impact. You know you are destined for greatness as a technical leader. You just need the proven systems. You just need the support in order to do that because you know you cannot do it alone. It takes a village to raise a kid. It takes a group to build our dreams. So if you're committed to that, book a call with us today. thatpeoplestack.com/book. You'll go to that site, pick a time that works for you, and you're going to talk with my team. They're going to help you get 100% clear on what's been going on in your career, what's not working, get to the root cause of that. They're going to help you get clarity on what you want to build, what is your dream. And they're going to help you begin to see the shifts that you're going to need to make, a custom tailored plan for you, because the shifts for everyone are different. You know, so for some people, it's you need to learn how to recover better. You need to learn how to show up more confidently as a leader, and you need to learn how to evangelize your excellence more effectively. Those are going to be the shifts that are key for you to upgrading your career. But for other people, it may be you may need to learn how to manage your calendar better because your calendar is controlling you rather than the other way around. You may need to learn how to show up to meetings in a much more powerful way because right now you're just kind of honestly calling them in, right? And you know that there's big, in every meeting and every conversation that you have, there's opportunity for growth because building your career, building your dream career is a series of conversations. And you've also realized that, oh, what else is common? What's another one? It could be around leadership. It can be around building your excellence. You've also realized that you don't have a system or a strategy for building your excellence as a leader. You're just kind of throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks and you want a strategy around that. And so all of the distinctions, what's going to be your plan and the shifts that you need to make are going to be different than the virtual person sitting next to you. So that's why we talk and that's why we help you come up with a custom tailored plan to doing that. So if you're game for that and you're committed to that, make sure you book a call with us today. There's no reason to delay. Your dream is calling. When you realize today could be the day that you start building your dream life and your dream career, why wait? ThePeopleStack.com/book. It's win-win, my friends, as long as you show up coachable. And I know you know that. You got to show up coachable. You got to show up ready to get to the truth about what's not working for you. No minimization, no ifs, ands, or buts. This is not working, and I'm going to own up to that, and I'm suffering right now, and this is how I'm suffering, and this is the dream I want to build. Help me do it, please. That's the conversation. If you're ready for that conversation, thepeoplestack.book. So look, make sure that life is about balance, really. This is why this is one of my favorite topics. When I write a book, it's going to be about balance. I don't know if I'll call it balance, especially because I know that that's a trigger word for some people. Oh, balanced life, not possible. Work-life balance, impossible. It's a myth. Whatever. We'll talk about that on another podcast. But anyway, life absolutely is about balance. It's about balancing. I talk about this with our son, with our 11-year-old son. He's right over there, there in that room. We talk about balancing hard work and hard play, right? You got to do that in your career too. But what I want to make sure that you also do is have that time to recover. Work and recover, work and recover. It's this constant flow of work and recover, work and recover, work and recover. Because if you don't do that and it's all work, 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 you're going to miss out. You're going to miss out big time. So make sure you're recovering, my friends. That's it for this episode. We'll talk to you again really soon. Take care. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.